For Russia's poorly regulated mining industry, the news was as inevitable and as bleak as a Siberian winter. Dozens of people killed, including six rescuers, probably by methane poisoning, in the shafts of the Lysvyazhnaya mine.
I have no words. I've already said that methane was over the limit. My husband came home from work every day and said it wouldn't end well. It was so over the limit that all the sensors were beeping. And on the night of November 14th to 15th, a fire broke out at the unit. No measures were taken. Here's the result. Just 10 days have gone by, and they're all lying in there.
There were 285 people in the mine when it began to fill with smoke on Thursday. Rescue teams scrambled, but the situation underground was so unstable they had little time. After a few hours, the rescue attempt was called off because of the risk of another explosion. 50 people are in hospital, according to local authorities. The miners who made it out alive described a frantic scramble to evacuate.
I was crawling and then I felt them grabbing me. I reached my arms out to them. They couldn't see me. The visibility was bad. They grabbed me and pulled me out. If not for them, we'd be dead.
The director of the mine and his deputy have been detained. Police in Siberia say two state security inspectors have been arrested on suspicion of criminal negligence. Investigators say the inspectors had issued a safety certificate for the mine in November, but had not actually checked the facility. 3 days of mourning have begun in the Siberian region of Kemerovo. This is the worst mining accident here in 10 years. It's a very dangerous industry in Russia and across the former Soviet Union. Safety standards are poor, there's a lack of oversight of working conditions and aging Soviet-era equipment. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, Moscow.